Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 8, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of retail news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Under Armour shares tumble on weak sales outlook, tariff warning. Under Armour shares dropped over 15% in pre-market trading after the athletic apparel company reported weaker-than-expected earnings and warned of increased margin pressure due to tariff-related supply chain costs. The Baltimore-based company's first-quarter revenue fell 4% to $1.1 billion, missing Wall Street expectations. Sales in North America, their largest region, declined 5% to $670 million, while international revenue dipped 1% to $467 million. Despite growth in EMEA, sales in Asia-Pacific and Latin America fell by 10% and 15%, respectively. Wholesale revenue dropped 5% to $649 million, and direct-to-consumer sales declined 3% to $463 million. E-commerce revenue tumbled 12%, while sales at owned retail stores saw a slight increase. Non-GAAP earnings per share remained at 2 cents, falling short of the retreating consensus estimate. Apparel revenue decreased by 1%, footwear sales plummeted by 14%, and accessory sales increased by 8%. Gross margin improved to 48.2%, driven by pricing and foreign exchange tailwinds, but was offset by higher supply chain costs and less profitable sales channels. Looking ahead, Under Armour expects second quarter revenue to decline by 6 to 7%, with North America expected to fall by low double digits. The company forecasts earnings per share of 1 to 2 cents, well below analyst expectations of 0.12. Executives highlighted increasing pressure on margins due to potential tariff impacts and ongoing channel mix challenges. Investors reacted swiftly to the news, causing shares of both Under Armour's Class A, UAA, and Class C, UA stock to drop sharply in early trading.
Beat the Heat in Style, Coolify's smart gifting event is on. Stay cool this summer with Coolify's smart gifting event. From August 10th to August 31st, receive free cooling gear with qualifying purchases. Spend $280 plus for a handle fan, $329 plus for a neck fan, or $429 plus for a neck air conditioner. These gifts are automatically added at checkout, no promo code needed. Coolify's wearable tech is designed for real-world use, providing portable, smart cooling solutions for any situation. Shop now at coolify.tourislife.com and upgrade your gear before the offer ends on August 31st, 2025. Taurus, the company behind Coolify, is known for its innovative tech lifestyle products and has received over 40 international design awards.
U.S. Fence Hardware, wraparound hinges, stretchers, and drop rods. Expanded, Modern Fence Technologies has expanded the availability of American-made fence hardware products, including wraparound hinges, chain link stretchers, and drop rods for residential and commercial applications. The SS wraparound hinge line features bearings and removable clevis pins for smooth gate swinging, while the bare hold chain link fence stretchers ensure uniform stretching across fence sections. Drop rods provide added security for double gates, with options for stainless steel or mild steel construction. These high-quality products address common fencing challenges and are available for purchase wholesale or through authorized retailers. For more information, visit mftfence.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.